We are undoing the agreements which people have been making for 76 trillion years. Only we're undoing them, so this makes them freer and freer and freer. Now, show you this fellow on the stage who simply gets the audience to agree and agree and agree and agree and then tells them the place is on fire. Oh, he isn't really going in the direction of making them freer, is he? His intention for this is entirely different. It isn't that an intention is above agreement. It's that consideration is always above agreement. And he is trying to work them into a situation where they will accept what he says without question. We're not interested in Scientology and anybody accepting what we say without question. We ask them to question it. We ask them to please look at the physical universe around you. Please look at people, at your own mind, and understand thereby that what we are talking about happens to be actual. This is the series of agreements. They aren't just fancy ideas. Now, I could get people to agree with me about a lot of things, and every once in a while I could throw them a curve. I could quite imperceptibly introduce a false idea into the science. And maybe somebody less scrupulous might do this. But over a period of 4 years, you can trace back and you find out the only arbitraries I've introduced into the science that are completely false, or the psychiatrists are no good and the psychologists are stupid. And of course, those are completely false. I mean, the fact that psychiatry kills 2,000 people a year with electric shock machines, of course, means that they're bettering the community and they're doing what they should do and they're humanitarian and they're not out for money. But introducing ideas like this, I would be apt to get more agreement from people than otherwise. But what I am giving you is not counterthought. If you just kept fighting the concepts that I gave you all the way up the line, you would just be re-agreeing all over the place. What we're doing here is laying out the map of what's happened in 76 trillion years, and your agreements have finally mounted up to a point where you believe this universe is all here, and what you're agreeing to, fortunately, are the very things which you agreed to. We aren't giving you new things. We're giving you old things. And by understanding these old things, which we have rediscovered, why you become free.